like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Bruck, and this is It's Movie Time.
Carolyn, one of the big films of the year is Argo. We need to weigh in on it.
I agree. This is one of the most hyped movies. So many respectable movie critics are saying this is the best movie of the year so far.
Yes.
Argo, of course, is the Ben Affleck starring in and also directing the Iran hostage situation in 1979. I will say, I'm just going to throw it out there, I think it does live up to the hype.
Okay, and I do too. I have a serious reservation. Because I dislike the ending of the film. Everybody knows the six embassy employees were extricated from Iran. They happened to slip out when the 50-some people were made hostages. They happened to slip away and were sequestered by the Canadian government. Our CIA devised a plan to get them out. They weren't hostages.
They were hiding in
yes.
the home of the Canadian
yes.
embassy.
And I agree with you. I think it's a terrific film, except that the ending is so Hollywood, I was turned off.
What part? Now I'm surprised.
Well,
what
the whole part of it, trucks coming up to the plane at the last second, and the plane takes off in the air. That didn't happen that way.
How
this
do you
purely,
know?
Oh, I know it didn't happen that way.
I see what you're saying. I will say this. I am typically someone who doesn't like when history is messed with.
I suspected that.
You did.
Yeah,
you know
did.
Me so well.
Yeah. Affleck is smart enough to be able to respond if he were sitting here with us. He'd say, well, John and Carolyn, you remember that it's all a disguise. It's all Hollywood fakery. So I just thought I'd put an ending in there to titillate everybody by giving them a typical Hollywood ending.
You know, I have a feeling this probably wasn't the original ending.
Yes.
I will say this, though. I think I've always felt this a little bit, but this movie, Argo, has now sealed the deal for me. I always thought there was something missing a little bit with Ben Affleck as an actor.
Yes.
And this movie sealed it for me. He is a better director than he is an actor.
I think he specifically underplayed the part to help emphasize the other characters that it was such a serious business. People were being hanged from cranes
right.
outside. So they were all scared to death even to try to escape. And so he needed to be cool and understated. And I thought he played that right. Plus, that allows Alan Arkin and John Goodman to do what they do best, which is to steal every scene they're in.
Well, I think, you know, he's very aware of himself.
Yes.
And that's, you see it when you're watching this movie. You literally are watching Ben Affleck play this Tony Mendez guy.
You're good.
And,
you're good. That's a good point.
And, you know, I think that's the only part of this movie where I thought, man.
Well, the town, I thought, was a very,
oh, right.
very
But
very
that's
good.
A perfect role for him.
Of course it is. Yeah.
You know, it's very close to who
yeah.
he
that's
is already.
That's a heist
already.
Set in South Boston, I think.
Right.
And that's
his bread and butter.
Right, right.
Exactly.
So that's why I agree with you about this one. This, to me, puts him another step toward auteur. But massaging that a little bit, there's a lot of things that he has done in this that are pretty tricky and evocative of some of the best directors we know.
Right. And you know, the use of sound in this movie, I think, is brilliant. This is one of those movies where this is really a film lover's type of movie. You can really enjoy and get a sense of, I love Hollywood when you watch this movie. That's
yes.
how I felt, especially there's scenes of Los Angeles that are just beautiful. There's a rawness and a realness to the way he shot the film. Dare I say, Oscar worthy,
as far as
the directing is concerned.
No, I agree. I think it's a lock. He had to certainly be nominated. For Affleck, this is a long way from Gigli, is it?
Who knows?
And Jennifer Lopez.
I actually like you better that you don't know how to pronounce that, because that was awful. I would love to see another Matt Damon, Ben Affleck movie.
As we get toward the end of our discussion here, I was going to ask you what Argo means. It must be Jason and the Argonauts, right?
No.
I think it probably is.
I think that, well, whatever it is, I think the best, I can't say it on the radio because it's a foul.
Argo F.
Yourself.
Yourself.
I liked it. So I'm giving it an A.
And I'm giving it an A- because I still hold a grudge about that ending.
Meh.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street, currently featuring Hitchcocktober, a month-long tribute to the master of suspense, Alfred Hitchcock. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Bruck. To listen to shows and read reviews, log on to wcbe.org.